This is Free Talk Live. I presume we are on the air and not hearing any music. There it is, Saturday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Now then, tonight, we're going to start things out with a story that's a little unusual, probably not going to be talked about on any of the other nationally syndicated talk shows. But I think
how we do it here on Free Talk Live. We talk about stories that most shows don't talk about.
Yeah, many times we do. In this case, it's about tattooing, specifically tattooing your children.
Oh, boy, we're going to disagree, aren't we?
I don't know. There's a good chance we might just disagree here. It brings up a few different issues.
It doesn't happen at all, usually, especially on Saturday nights. We don't disagree usually on the issues we pick for Saturdays.
Chattanooga County, Georgia, MyFox DC reporting that a Georgia couple is out of jail on bond after being arrested for tattooing six of their children. Investigators say it put their children in danger, but they say they did nothing wrong. Investigators say a plastic pen body with a needle made of guitar string connected to an electric motor.
They gave their kids prison tattoos?
Prison tattoo.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I saw this. Was used to tattoo the six children. According to the Chattanooga County Sheriff John Everett, it's a painful procedure with a crude instrument, as though they would have been okay if it had been whatever the industry standard tattooing equipment would have been.
I think that the industry standard is probably less painful and certainly not as crude.
That may very well be the case, but don't you agree that they still would have been in trouble had they used industry standard equipment?
I don't think it matters. So they could have used brand new laser etching equipment. It wouldn't have mattered.
Sheriff Everett said five children got a cross-like tattoo on their hands. The oldest boy, a tattoo of mom and dad on his arm.
How old is the oldest boy?
We'll find out here. Okay. Sheriff Everett continued, 7 years to 17. The seven-year-old, the one that did not receive a tattoo, they determined he was too young. I'm not breaking their skin. It's right there. It's going to fade away. It's like a pen mark, said the children's mother, Patty Jo Marsh. Sheriff Everett said investigators came after receiving a complaint from the biological mother of the two children complaining about the tattoos. So there's a little extra curve thrown in there. Patty Marsh said her husband, that she and her husband are charged with three counts of illegal tattooing, second-degree child cruelty, and reckless conduct. The sheriff said he's concerned if the same guitar needle, string needle, was used each time. Marsh says
because they might have hepatitis C. They might be sexually promiscuous. This family that tattooed crosses on each other.
I don't know. One of them 17.
Seems unlikely. I mean, it could happen, right? But yeah.
Marsh said the guitar string that you used in the homemade gun, we changed it out every time. We didn't do anything wrong. I still don't think we did anything wrong, she continued, being charged with three counts of illegal tattooing, second-degree child cruelty, and reckless conduct. So, for me, this brings up a few different issues, right? You've got, on one hand, the question of, well, did the kids consent to this? Can kids consent to something like this? We were talking about young people being able to consent to things earlier this week. Can let's just use 10-year-olds here because we've got 7 to 17. So let's say there's probably one or two of them that were 10 or 12 or something like that. Can a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old decide for themselves with their parents' permission to get a tattoo?
I don't think so. I'm sorry, I don't. No.
With parents' permission.
It doesn't matter to me whether they... I don't... What you're asking is, to me, is can a child give informed consent at the age of 10? And I just don't think they can.
Well, people may...
Certainly, I'm going to be lower than most people. I think that a 16-year-old can give informed consent.
On a tattoo?
I do. I think it's a bad idea.
It is a bad idea.
I have tattoos, and I wish they were all gone.
Yeah.
And if anybody asks me, I tell them I think it's a bad idea.
There are people that make mistakes getting tattoos into their adult years, right?
And this isn't a situation of parental consent to me as much as a situation of parental coaxing, pressure. Look, your brothers and sisters are all getting cross tattoos. Don't you love Jesus?
Yeah.
No. No, this is absolute. For one, the children are not even, they don't even belong to this woman that did this.
Well, that's, let's put that aside, because that's an extra complication that the one of the parents is divorced, and so then you've got the two parents and what they both want having being factored in. Let's just presume, for the sake of discussion about consent, that both of the parents are still together, both parents agree, they think their family should all get cross tattoos.
That's not really how we play the game here on Free Talk
How
Live.
We play what game?
The game of how we talk about issues. We bring up the issue, and then we talk about it. Now, I'm willing to talk to you about
talk
it.
About various different iterations of this.
In this specific instance, these people are dead wrong, okay? This is not the child of this woman who administered these tattoos and was around coaxing these tattoos. Don't you love Jesus, little Billy? And all that crap. No. And on top of that, I don't believe that
Patty Joe. Patty Joe's her name.
I don't believe that that the children can give informed consent at that age. I just don't. Sorry. You and I disagree on this issue on all kinds of iterations. I think that there has to be an arbitrary number. Otherwise, there's not an arbitrary number. And
okay.
Who decides?
I agree with you that...
I think that if the parent pressured a 10-year-old into getting a tattoo in this instance, that they should be liable in the future for repercussions, that child should be able to come back and sue them.
And get the removal? Get them to pay for the removal?
Absolutely.
That's an interesting point.
In the same way that children have been able to come back in the U.S. of A. and sue their parents for circumcising them,
okay.
I think that that's the same issue.
Is that true that happens?
Yes.
Really?
It has happened.
Wow. What kind of settlements do they get out of that?
I don't know the answer to that, but I know that they've sued and won.
A toll-free number here is
At least one guy. I've seen one guy for sure has done that.
It's 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I tend to agree with you, Mark, that in this case with the divorced parents, that both parents presumably have an equal claim, if you will, over their children, that there's no real distinct answer as to whether or not these kids should be able to be tattooed. But if you agree with me that the kids should be able to make decisions for themselves, that if their parents want this for them and they want it for them, then they should be able to make that choice. That's what I think. I realize that 99 times out of 100 it's going to be a mistake. But nonetheless, I think that you come up with an interesting kind of response, Mark, that is that the child should be able to essentially sue the parent later on down the line for whatever the removal costs are. I think that makes the most sense, because who else are they going to pay restitution to? Is putting the parent in jail going to fix this problem? Is that the desired solution?
No, and I don't believe that these parents hate their children. I think this is poor parenting. However, I think that it's better parenting likely than they'll get in the foster system. I know that there are some great foster parents out there, but there's enough, and I'm not saying it's the majority, there's enough bad foster situations where kids, there's too many kids in a house, or whether it's people that don't care, or whatever the scenario is, that I think the children are better off with their parents that love them, even if their parents have poor parenting skills, as I feel these people do.
Okay, so let me shift this a little bit here, Mark, because there have been some disturbing stories about parents who have a particular religious belief set that essentially leads them to not see medical or seek medical care. So, for instance,
isn't it always the religious ones that that have the six kids?
Yeah. But follow me on this here.
Okay.
So you've got these sets of parents that, for instance, if their child is blind or they're getting a vision problem, they won't take them to the doctor and get glasses prescribed. That's kind of a more benign version of some of the things that we've seen, where kids might have cancer or a lymphoma or something awful like that, and the parents will just refuse to take their kids to see a doctor. And that outrages some people. But the kids agree, in many cases, with their parents. Why? Well, because they were raised in that household, and they have a certain set of religious beliefs, as their parents do, and they're all in agreement that, no, we just want to go ahead and not have those, whatever those cancer treatments are. We don't want to use glasses. We don't want to do those things. Would you say that's in the same category as whether or not a child can get a tattoo?
I think it's in the same zip code, but it's not in the same category, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, 800-259-9231. I'd rather hear from you with your thoughts on children and consenting to things being done to their bodies. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. It's brand new, by the way, the Free Talk Live 2.0 website. We just launched it at the very beginning of the year. and it's great. It's so much better than the old site. It really has finally moved Free Talk Live into the 21st century.
It's another way for listeners to get interactive with the show.
Yeah.
Now they can bring articles to our attention.
They're literally creating the content on our website.
Yeah. They're voting the stories up. They're voting them down, and we're taking stories from there for show prep.
Yeah, news stories, and it doesn't just have to be news stories. You could submit things like questions or rants or blog posts. It basically allows you to control the content and vote on the content that appears on the front page of our website. And people are, Mark. I was just looking at some of the statistics today. Our usage is dramatically up. By our existing set of users, they're using the site three times longer on average than they used to, which is fantastic.
Yep.
And beyond that, we have a few hundred extra or a couple hundred extra and brand new users as a result of our new site. So if you haven't been yet, head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. As we go to your phone calls here, with the question that I put on the table to start things out, of course you're welcome to bring up anything, is about parents and their children and their abilities to make decisions, serious decisions, about their own body. So, for instance, what we started with was a story out of Georgia where a couple has tattooed their children, and presumably with the children's consent, because it didn't make it sound as though the children had a problem with it. So the question is, can parents and children consent to do something as drastic as tattoo themselves? Or, as I mentioned right at the end of the segment, some parents don't believe in taking their kids to the doctor if there's something that has gone wrong with them. Should they be able to make that choice as well? We can dig in a little further. Let's go to your calls and talk to Stephen in Tampa, listening to WFLA. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Yeah, a couple of points I wanted to make. Well, number one, I want to preface it by saying I don't think the government has any business dictating to me as a parent what I do, what my preferences are with regard to my children. Having said that, one of the things that was pointed out, it was interesting that the mother or the father or the stepmother or whatever relationship used a device that was specifically designed to make a tattoo. If they really wanted something impermanent, it seems to me like a Sharpie or just simply a pen would have done well. And I want to make one more comment. I heard the religious comment and about how it seems like it's always the religious, and I don't know that the word Christian was, but it seems like the religious are the ones that had the six kids. I'll point out Octomom, I'll recall her being a rather religious one. Number two, Kate plus eight. And thirdly,
I don't know anything about Kate plus eight, but Octomom had all her kids at once. She didn't make six separate decisions to have children.
Understood. But your point being, it seems like those, you just pointed out a number in religion. Kate plus eight, nope, I don't recall. They followed her around quite a bit. I don't recall any episodes with her in church. And the last point I'll make is in my line of work, I see many welfare cases, and I can tell you honestly, there are a lot of moms out there that I don't think would be convicted of being religious, and they do have far more than six children. And those are my points. But I appreciate your show.
So do you think that parents and children should be able to decide to tattoo themselves?
I think parents should make that decision. Now, clearly, I think we're dealing with at least two, if not three, parents. It sounds to me like the mother is the one that filed the suit against the stepmother.
Well,
and
presuming,
father.
Let's presume that the parents are together and they have made this decision with their children.
For the sake of argument, we're removing stepmom from this scenario.
I understood that earlier, and I it's difficult for me to separate that. But long story short, I think it is up to the parents. I don't.
What do you think about Mark's idea of?
I think it's a very slippery slope when we have the government involved in whether
I absolutely agree with you. But
whether or not we have to administer certain types of medicine, I think ultimately we could get to a point where we have the government determining whether or not our children can go or should be forced to go to particular religious classes or certain types of worship.
I completely agree with you, and I share your concerns. My other question for you is, how do you feel about the idea of children being able to later on down the line come back and sue their parents? So if these kids decide, you know, when they turn 18 or when they become an adult at some point that, this tattoo is a mistake and I was unduly influenced by my parents and I would like to have that removed and have them pay for it. Should that be the case?
You know, you raise an interesting point, and I'm not going to even attempt an answer at that because I don't. I'm going to have to think about that.
That's a fair answer.
Was brought up earlier about circumcision, and I think the ability to sue a parent over something similar to that situation is absolutely ridiculous.
I don't know if I agree with you.
You know, you're cutting off my parts, man. Those are my parts, not yours.
Yeah, but it's my responsibility to, you say you're cutting off parts. Well, by taking away the ability to make, the parents to make a decision on behalf of their children, you're taking away parts of the parental responsibilities and parental rights. By allowing a lawsuit and yes, you are taking away rights of a parent to make decisions.
How much mutilation should a parent be able to do?
How many parts do you get to cut off?
You're getting deeper than my mind probably.
All right, well thanks for the call then.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I did not circumcise my son, Jack. I am not, I'm just your average American guy, as normal as you can be. I decided that I should do no harm. That's my job, and that's what doctors do in order to help people. They do no harm. I do no harm. I did not. If he wants to do that later for some kind of
whatever
reason that he wants to do it, I've just found that most of the reasons that people circumcise are bad ones. So
yeah.
I'm just not willing to do it.
Usually, it's to go along with the bandwagon or jump on the bandwagon because everybody else is doing it.
If he was having an appendicitis, I would be for cutting off his appendix. But there's really, you know, if baths are taken on a regular basis, there's really no reason for this.
Yeah, so the whole circumcision thing is completely unnecessary. I wish it hadn't happened to me, but it did. I'm not bitter about it, though. I don't think about it at all, except, you know, the occasion it might come up here on the show. I certainly am not going to sue my parents over it. I think that's a little bit extreme, but then again, I could understand
why
somebody
would be upset. How are we going to get rid of this activity, which really at this point is just basically pushed by doctors to get that extra $500 to $700? How are you going to do that?
I agree with you, Mark, that suing parents would certainly, the word would get around that it wouldn't be a good idea to circumcise your kids. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on modification of your children with their consent. Is it possible? Should it be allowed? Would love your thoughts. Or you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere, 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves this Saturday evening. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. I guess it's still Saturday afternoon on the West Coast. Evening starts at 6, doesn't it normally? 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them away, including our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with the over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some of the best rates on gold and silver that you're going to see on the internet, let alone advertised on the radio. So if you're thinking about getting gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, an investment, or barter currency in case of some kind of terrible disaster, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Check our prices before you buy anyplace else. Gold.freetalklive.com.
We continue with your phone calls talking about whether or not children and parents can consent to doing things that otherwise might be questionable to most people, like getting a tattoo, getting their children a tattoo, or, for instance, refusing to go to the doctor, refusing to bring their children medical assistance, all with their children's consent. Obviously, if the kids, if I think that if the kids don't agree to something, then it should not be done, but I believe they young people can make these decisions. As you point out, Mark, it's likely going to be the wrong choice. And I kind of like your idea of them being able to hold their parents liable at some point for decisions that they would not have necessarily made had they had all of the information. Because clearly, if a parent is trying to convince their kids to get something like a cross tattooed on them or whatever,
giant pentagram on their forehead,
they may not be giving them the full information about the ramifications of what getting a tattoo might entail, or the ramifications of not going and getting help when you're going blind or getting cancer or something like that. But nonetheless, I think that they should be able to make those decisions. What do you think? Let's go to Dietrich and why. Charleston, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dietrich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to respond to the informed consent issue with respect to minors. I mean, I just don't think it's possible to completely inform a 10-year-old what it's going to be like to be 30 and have a SpongeBob tattoo on his cheek. I just don't think it's within their ability to grasp the gravity of what's going on.
I think you're probably right about that, but on the other hand, what would you suggest would be the solution? Because there are some parents that would like to tattoo things on their children out there.
I'm saying make the arbitrary line. You know, we make it for alcohol. I know people disagree with that. We make it for cigarettes. I know some people disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can't assume every parent is a good parent. And we can't make laws to assume every parent is a good parent.
So what do you propose then? What do you propose? I mean, are you proposing putting those parents in a cage?
No, I'm saying, you know, when it comes to, you know, like tattoos and permanent changes to a person's body, you know, let's wait till their kids, you know, 17, 18 maybe, 16.
Okay, but if they don't wait, then you want to put the parent in a cage for giving their kid a tattoo?
Yeah, fine, cage, whatever.
You want to put them in a cage. Yeah, see, I just can't agree with that.
You know, it can go both ways.
Well, don't you think that my solution there where, you know, to allow the child to sue, because that's the person that was really hurt here. I mean, you know, at 30, they should figure it out, right? And to allow them to sue for recompense from the parent, because putting a parent in jail for, tattooing their child isn't going to solve the problem for anyone. Do you understand?
It's not going to
make the parent smart because they're clearly very dumb. It's not going to make the child be cared for better because they're going to then go in the foster system if they're lucky, or they'll end up in a state-run orphanage if they're not. You know, so sodomy probably worse than the tattoo. You know, so
I actually like the idea of suing though.
Yeah, because it gives
like
you restitution.
The idea of kids. Yeah, I mean, a kid having some avenue of saying, "Hey, you screwed my life up." We probably don't have enough judges and courts to handle all the parents who screwed their kids up, you know.
Well, we could free up the judges and courts by getting them out of the business of trying people for marijuana and other victimless crimes.
True. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
So let's take it to the next level, though. Now that we've come to some level of agreement on that. But what about the issue of parents who just refuse to get medical care for kind of in the system medical care? Some people believe in alternative options and things like that. Some people believe in doing nothing when their kids get sick. So how do you feel about that one?
Well, I have an interesting perspective on that. I have a 10-year-old daughter. And it's going to be coming in the next couple of years to do the human papilloma vaccination. And so I'm kind of wrestling with whether to vaccinate my daughter, you know, from a virus that you only get through sexual contact. So I've not yet made a decision on whether we're going to comply with, because the schools are beginning to mandate that the girls have it.
They're trying to.
12.
It's a relatively new vaccine. They're trying to do what you say. And she's what, at 12 is when they're trying to have it done?
Yeah.
I think
in a 12-year-old. Yeah, 12-year-olds getting to the point that they can make that decision. You know, I don't know whether. I don't know when parents decide to talk to children about sex, but it seems like it's about that time frame. I don't.
Well, we've actually done it this year. We've actually begun that conversation this year. And so we've crossed that line as far as, because she's mature enough to handle it. But as far as making her take a vaccination for, it's not like the measles, you know, you can't, you can't stand in the grocery store and just get it.
Yeah.
It's connected to a behavior.
Yeah, I'm very disturbed in general by the idea of the government forcing vaccines on children, and I would say it's just another reason to get your kid out of government school and either homeschool or put him into a private school if you can afford that. Thanks for the call tonight, and good luck with your decision on that. It can't be easy. 800-259-9231. Let's continue.
Since I've got a 22-month-old or maybe 21-month-old, I'm not exactly sure, getting there. I'm trying to decide when do you have these decisions, and you know, when do you talk to kids about these things?
Let's go to Mark in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm a physician's assistant, and I've been using lasers to remove tattoos from people of all ages for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a minor child who has a tattoo, it's usually because they got it without their parents' permission.
Mm-hmm. That's generally
the
case.
Their parents bring them in, and they want it removed. The parents want it removed. And they have to sign an informed consent because it's a medical procedure. And most people, when they get tattoos, they're getting it because they're choosing a design that they want. You know, it's something that they want. So these mm-hmm. people chose for their children what they may not or may have wanted. The other issue I want to say before is because in Florida, I think there's a law of the age of a person who can get a tattoo. So if these people apply the tattoo to people under that particular age, then they have to be, the law has to apply to them, just as if a tattoo artist applied a tattoo illegally with a license to apply tattoos, but he broke the law because it was underage.
Well, I don't really care about the law. The law tends to not care about what's right or wrong. The law is really about protecting business and politicians and people in the government. I really care about what's right or wrong. In this case, I personally think tattoos are by in general a bad idea, and people should avoid them in general. I've got to, and I would wish I didn't have them. So the higher the age, the better. But I feel people should be free.
Do you feel that a child who gets a tattoo without his parents' permission, and then later on the parent has it removed, can sue the parent later for having the tattoo removed?
It's an interesting question.
Absolutely not. That the child did it without the parent's consent. I don't see how that parent could be held liable for what? Not locking them in their room? No.
But what if the child wants to leave? What if the child decides to take off at that point? You would support that, right?
Well, I think that kids are free to do what they want. I think it's a really bad choice.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. When can people start making decisions for themselves? I like what you're coming up with, Mark, here, where people should be able to sue their parents if they force tattoos on them or if they persuade them into getting tattoos that they later decide they didn't want. More coming up, your thoughts about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Back with more Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, you get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, talking about parents, children, and whether or not they can get together to consent to do things that are a little bit unusual, like tattooing their children, or perhaps something even more dangerous than not taking their kids, or what some might think is dangerous, not taking their kids to see a doctor if something is wrong. Would love your thoughts, or you can bring up anything. Let's continue with your calls. Doug, listening in Fort Lauderdale to WFTL. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi there.
What's on your mind?
Hey, it's really nice to get on your show. I have a question. I mean, I love your show. If you thought that, like, buying a mini bike or riding a mini bike or buying fireworks was something that was unavailable to a kid under 18, why would a parent go and take his kid to do that? That's kind of the way I'm looking at it.
Well, are you saying it's the kids that I remember when I was a kid, I played with firecrackers and M80s, and I had all those kind of things.
All those things, buying a motorcycle and buying alcohol, those are all over 18 years old.
That's true, and fireworks are dangerous.
I think that in the state of Florida, you can drive a motorcycle at the age of 15.
What? A motorcycle?
Motorcycle.
No
yes.
way.
A motorcycle well, below mean, the 50
there are,
cc's
there are
or something.
Other things in, there are other things in our society that have that cut off point, you know, going to the adult book section that's 18. You know, there are certain things. Why would you not, I mean, to take your kid to do that is an accomplice of a crime, I think.
You think?
Well, I think that,
I don't agree.
I think it's some bad parenting, but you know,
to take your kid to buy fireworks?
He's talking about taking.
If you're not allowed to do these things, you're an accomplice.
Well,
if you're going to buy alcohol and it's age 18, and you take your kid to do it. You're an accomplice.
Well, that's a bad law. People, you know, in foreign countries, Europe, they drink. Their kids learn to drink at a younger age. They don't have the same stupid relationship around alcohol. 90-something% of Americans drink alcohol. Why in the world would you, you know, have such? Why would you stifle parents on being able to teach their children on such an important issue? You know, I think that the government is the worst organization to handle this stuff, and I think that they only have one trick up their sleeve, and that is arresting people, fining people, threatening people.
I'm just saying there are certain things that kids grow up with, and they look at 18 as an age of when they can actually do these things. And for a parent to go below that and to take their child with them to do it, you know, is they're acting as an accomplice to a crime.
Well, why shouldn't? Okay, I understand what you're saying is there are certain things that people, strangers, calling themselves the legislature, have written down and called crimes. But to me, if a parent and their kids want to engage in an activity together, whether it's playing with firecrackers or it's teaching your kids how to drink or something like that, I don't see what the crime is because there's no victim. So it's not a real crime in my book, and I think parents should absolutely be able to do those things.
Except for the fact that it is already written in your state. It's already written in Virginia.
That doesn't mean it's a crime. They write a bunch of crap down that's just nonsense.
It is a crime if it's written in your state.
That's an issue of semantics, okay? I hate it when Ian says this is a crime, that's not a crime. The fact is,
it's a crime if there's a victim. Period.
That's your opinion. However, the legislators will say otherwise.
Call, you can't say that on the radio. 1-800-259-9231.
I think that the point that I'd like to make, and what was the gentleman's name?
Who knows.
You don't remember?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
He cursed. Well, naughty boy.
Well, he doesn't hit his. He loses his name because
yeah,
he said the
I don't
F-bomb.
Know who he was.
All right. I think that the point that he was making as far as, you know, that something's a crime if the government says it's a crime. It was against the law to hide Jews in Germany in the 40s. I understand. It's an extreme example. But that doesn't change the fact that governments make stupid laws all the time, and it is incumbent on good people to disobey bad laws.
Absolutely right.
Now, I'm not saying that these are bad laws. I'm just not a lockstep myrmidon, and I'm not going to say, oh, Charlie Crist said it was bad, so I'm not going to do it.
The drinking
Charlie Crist is just another man. I don't respect him. Yes. Well, they don't know. People don't know that.
We have a national radio show, Mark. How would the hell would somebody over in Washington State know who the governor? Who's the governor of Oregon?
When I hear their names, I tend to notice.
Who's the governor of Idaho? Come on. Nobody knows who these people are.
These are. We're talking about.
I'm just saying. Be clear with people.
Fine.
They're just dropping names.
Charlie Crist. You know, the guy was in Florida. That's why I was using the example. He's just another man. What he says doesn't matter to me.
That's how I feel about it. In fact, I would say, not only do I agree with you that good people disobey bad laws, I also would say that it's good parenting to teach your kids about alcohol. And that may mean teaching them how to drink alcohol. I can tell you that if my parents had bothered to do that with me, which my parents weren't really drinkers, but nonetheless.
Yeah, mine either.
If they had bothered to do that, I'd be like, taking the time, because they can drink. It's not like they are completely prohibitionist or something like that. If they would have taken the time to teach me how to drink responsibly, I think that would have gone a long way for me and helped me avoid some serious alcohol situations that I got into as a young adult.
In their teenage years. Hey, everybody listening, did you have problems drinking when you were in your teens?
Yes.
That's because pimply-faced 15-year-olds taught you to drink. Mike, yep. For God's sake, what a stupid idea to let your most valuable possession, if you call a child a possession, the most valuable thing you have on the planet, you're going to turn them over to pimply-faced morons to teach them how to do...
But it's a crime, Mark, it's a crime!
But see, this is the kind of abdication of responsibility that comes with these lockstep myrmidons that say, well, it's a crime. I mean, yes, it may be a crime because the politicians believe that you're too stupid to teach your child how to properly use alcohol, which is something that most Americans use. I think you have a responsibility as a good parent to ignore that and do it. Teach them.
Absolutely. Let's continue with your calls. Tim, listening in Columbus, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, I've actually studied psychology when I was in college, and I was thinking back to the various stages of development of children. And I'm very much of the mind that freedom is a good thing, but with that comes responsibility. And so in my mind, if a child wishes to get a tattoo or if a parent wishes to get a child a tattoo, start with something non-permanent, such as a stick-on tattoo or a sticker or something rather like that, something that doesn't cost $2,000 to surgically remove or something rather like that.
Oh, I agree with you. That's a sensible thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
We're not suggesting that these parents, made good decisions. We wouldn't do that.
I sympathize, but at the same time, if you open up to lawsuits, then you could have parents being sued by children that didn't like what they were named. Or something similar.
Yeah, there
like
has
that.
To be damage.
Yeah, you have to show damage in a proper lawsuit. And I understand we live in a very litigious society, and I'm talking about a world where people would be, I'm talking about a world where people would be less likely to bring lawsuits, say because the loser would have to pay for the court costs of the winner.
Yeah.
That would be a wonderful legislation piece pushed through, but I don't think that the Democrats are going to.
I don't think the lawyers,
that
the lawyers that run this country, and I don't care whether they're Republicans or Democrats, they're never going to go for it. It's just not something that they're going to go for. It's unfortunate that we're never going to, that we're stuck with this flawed constitution and this flawed judicial system, and it's just never going to change.
Why are you being so negative, Mark?
Well, it's not going to change until there's a big, thorough, changing of it. I mean, do you think it's can you see an incremental change coming in the judicial system? Why would they do that?
No,
that's how we got into this mess in the first place. Back in the 1800s, the judicial system operated just fine, and then with the social upheaval coming from World War II, well, actually starting back in the 30s with the Great Depression, we've incrementally had judges become more and more like legislatures rather than pure interpreters and protectors of what the framers had in mind. If we were to get Thomas Jefferson to try and run for president in this day and age now, he'd lose simply because the electorate has moved away from that.
Thank you for the call tonight, Tim.
I think he's right.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So parents, children, making decisions, some people think that it should be absolutely outlawed. And I say that they should make their own decisions, and some of them are going to be the wrong decisions, but you live and learn. And if somebody has been damaged, then, yeah, there should be restitution paid. That makes sense to me. But still time for your thoughts on this or anything you want to talk about here coming up in Hour 2, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.